Intermediate Listening Test 3 Part 1 Tape Script 6 China's Energy Policy.
China is the world's second largest user of energy behind the United States, and its rate of consumption is growing at 10% a year. The reason for this phenomenal rise in energy consumption isn't just the Chinese people exchanging bicycles for cars, but also increasing demand in the United States and Europe for its manufactured goods and textiles. All this energy must come from somewhere, though. Burning oil and coal to create power is causing pollution and choking the country's towns. The International Energy Agency's executive director, Claude Mandil, says in a report out today, the situation must be resolved. China has already undertaken important reforms, but there is still a lot to do. The country is wasting too much energy and is a major polluter. Carola Hoyos at the Financial Times says that China is aware of the issue.
The coal consumption in China is something that worries the Chinese a lot. Big Chinese cities are very much suffering from pollution and from smog. So one of the pillars of the policy, the Chinese policy, is to move away from smog-producing sources of energy.
Of course, finding alternative energy solutions may be a problem, especially if switching from domestically mined coal to other resources changes global prices.
China's growth is very nice as far as America's concerned in supplying cheap goods to America on the one hand and importing capital and computer goods on the other, but China competes with America in its demands for energy, and it pushes up the price of energy. America doesn't like that, but I'm afraid it has to learn to live with it.
Even as China may admit to a pollution problem, it stands firm in its beliefs. But the Chinese government moving away from coal as a high pollution energy source for individual homes comes a distant second place to lifting its people out of poverty.